Good morning, Cathal Donnesmith. How are you?
Hi, Myra. Good to talk to you.
Well, welcome to Near FM. Now, you are the curator of Newbridge House and Farm. And before I ask you any questions, I just have to remind our listeners that Newbridge House is actually in Donabate. It's very easy to get mixed up in Kildare. And how are things out in Newbridge House? Are you opened again?
Yes, we've been open since the end of May, Myra. So we're really delighted to be reopened. It's great to have the visitors back. You know, our farm has been busier than ever, and the visitors just love it. I mean, there's loads of open space, plenty of room to bring all the family, and there's lots to see and do. So it's been great to have the summer and all our visitors. It's quietening down again, but we're hoping that people will still come and see us because we're open all year long.
It's quite an extraordinary, apart from the house, the farm is quite extraordinary. I actually ventured out the other day and being a kind of a city jackeen, I wouldn't be near animals that much. But from the sheep to horses and the most amazing deers, are they natural? They're not like the deers in the Phoenix Park. They're a little bit different. Are they native ones by any chance?
So in the park we have... the park is quite special because it's an 18th century landscape domain. And one of the original features of this 18th century domain was that they kept native Irish red deer. So when the council restored the park, they got native Irish red deer. So different from the fallow deer, the red Irish deer are indigenous to the country. I mean, our local veterinary surgeon, he says that if you could trace the genetics of these deer back, you'd get the same deer that Cuchulainn hunted. So they're really historic to the country. And the deer we have in Newbridge come from the Ward Union Hunt. And they've been living in this area of Fingal between the Ward Valley River and up to the Nanny River in Meath for thousands of years. So they're a really lovely feature to have in the park. They're enclosed. On your walk from Donabate Village through the domain, you get to see these lovely deer. And they're really friendly. They love coming up to see visitors. And, yeah, they're great. And then in addition to that, if you come into the farm, so nestled in the park, we have this 30-acre traditional working farm. And like you said, Myra, there's a whole range of animals
Absolutely.
To see. And it's pretty remarkable because it's, you know, you can just hop on the train from Dublin city centre and in, you know, 20, 30 minutes, you're surrounded by green and you've got pigs in front of you and goats and horses and cows. We have absolutely everything you expect to see on a farm. And we pride ourselves, Fingal County Council do a great job in keeping traditional heritage breeds of animals that wouldn't popularly be bred today. So we keep them alive. So we have, you know, Jacob's sheep, which are the oldest breed, recorded breed of animal in the world. They go back, they get a mention in the Bible. Galway sheep, we have beautiful little pygmy goats, Kerry cattle, and then lovely Irish breeds of horse like the Connemara pony and then the Irish draft horse. So it's a real treat, both for the history buffs and people who like agricultural history, but also for kids and families to get to see these animals, get up close to them. And get to interact with them. It's great.
It's absolutely amazing. But I never realised how many different types of goats there were. And I think you call a baby goat a kid, isn't it?
We have very friendly kid goats. Oh. A lot of people can, if they haven't been to Newbridge before, they sort of come running into us at reception. They go, the goats are out. But good luck to you if you try and keep a goat penned in for very long. They're very intrigued animals. They like to rummage around. They particularly like to annoy our gardeners getting into the wall garden, eating all the roses and the nice plants. So they sort of have the run of the place. But they're very friendly. And we had a lovely little baby lamb who was born over lockdown. And he was quite used to just having the run of the place. You know, a lot of the animals weren't penned in because we had no visitors in early spring. So he came quite friendly going around with the farmers. And he's still out about today. He does go walking around the farm and kids get to get really up close to him, and he's quite friendly and sociable, so I think that's quite nice for kids.
I have to say, Cathal, it's also for adults, because I'm blown away with and the landscaping and everything else. But can I just move right to the house, please? Because it really, when you go down the driveway, you're only, for me, I am expecting Mr. Darcy or Elizabeth Bennet in Pride and Prejudice when I saw the house. It really, and it looks kind of small, like the front, but it actually seems to go way, way back. And do you have a croquet lawn there? Because I just saw something at the side of the house there.
Yeah, we have a croquet lawn to the east side of the house, and that's connected to one of the members of the family, Cyril Corbally, who lived in the house after the Great War and through the 1920s and 30s, and he was an international croquet champion. So a few years ago, Fingal County Council put money into restoring the croquet lawn that was there in the east lawn. And we now have the Newbridge House Croquet Club, and you'll see them there regularly playing, so you can go up and join in. And croquet was a lot of people think croquet is a sort of an English sport, but it was invented in Ireland. It was originally called crookie, and probably comes from the Irish word for game, cleitha. So it has this Irish connection, and it was hugely popular before the Great War. I mean, there were something like 60 croquet clubs around Ireland, so it was really very popular, and Cyril Corbally was one of these croquet champions. He was known as one of the Irish terrors, because you'd be terrified to draw them in a big championship, because you were sort of doomed to lose then. So that's a really nice feature to sort of keep that history of the estate alive. And then, like you said, yeah, so the house is at the centre of the park, and it does look a bit small from the front. That's the original 1740s house, and then there's this huge extension that goes right the way back, which is a later 1760s extension, which features our huge drawing room, which was built as a picture gallery. So that's why it was put at the back of the house, to sort of protect it from sun. But we have this original picture collection on display in the drawing room that was built, you know, to display this picture collection. So the house is uniquely intact, because we still have the original collection. So it was built by the Archbishop of Dublin, Charles Cobb, who came to Ireland in 1717. Settled here, built Newbridge from the 1740s. His son then, Thomas, built this huge collection, lavish interiors in the house with his wife, Lady Betty, amazing collection of old master paintings, sculptures, and beautiful Irish Georgian furniture. And then 270 years have passed, and it's all still here.
Oh my goodness.
So it's completely intact. We still, when Fingal County Council bought the house, they entered into a very unique agreement in terms of Irish country houses, where they have given an apartment for the family to remain partly in residence. So on the top floor of the house is where the Cobb family, so the original descendants of the Archbishop, still get to come over and stay. And forgetting that apartment, they've left the entire collection intact in the house. And then there's a great symbiotic relationship, where the family and the council work together to sort of preserve this real gem. And keep the collection intact in the original house. So we really like to pride ourselves on that if you come to Newbridge, you get to see one of the most complete Georgian interiors in the country, and this amazing history of all these beautiful objects in their original setting. And as well, it's got a nice feel to it, because it's still a lived-in family home, so the Cobb family come over, and it doesn't feel like a sort of dead museum. It's still very much an evolving family house. And with this original collection, so it's a real special sort of visit for people.
That's extraordinary. It's absolutely wonderful, and I'm actually taken back by that. But it's such a wonderful, it's almost like a triangle of the history still continuing, and they must be so proud. And everybody, it's such a positive thing, absolutely positive. Now, I did come out in my old banger of a car, I have to tell you. But if I didn't have a car, how could I get out?
Oh, very easily. You can get on the train in Connolly Station heading for Drogheda and get off in Donabate. And you arrive just at the centre of the village, and it's a 15-minute walk through the most beautiful parkland up through the village. And you arrive at the front of the house then, so it's very, very easily accessible, all signposted from the village. Or you can get a bus to Swords, and then the 33B bus from Swords to Portran will drop you right outside the front gate, and another lovely walk through the park up to the front of the house. So it's very accessible. And then, like that, if you're driving, we're only 5 minutes from Dublin Airport, so we're just off the M1. So it's really easy to just sort of to get here from whatever part of the country you're coming from. And there's lots to see and do. Like this year now, we have a brand new exhibition that we put on display in the house, which was a collaboration between Fingal County Council Arts Department, ourselves in Newbridge House. It's called the Guest Curator Programme, where we brought in a guest curator, and we're delighted that this year's guest curator is Marisha Vinskovic-Carroll. So she's bred new life into the house and put in 10 female and gender minority artists of contemporary artwork. So we've asked ourselves, if the family were still collecting today as avidly as they were in the 18th century, what would they be collecting? So a lot of questions about gender identity, sexuality, new materials in artwork and personal narratives, and how artists, you know, there's this remarkable fact that of all our 300 historic pictures, only one of them is by a professional female artist. So it's great to have gender minority and female artists working in contemporary medium today represented in the house. So that's something we really wanted to put on display for our visitors who want to return. So there's always something to come back and see in Newbridge. I feel like every time if you come back, I mean, I'm here every day, and every day I learn something new about the collection. So if a visitor comes back, definitely they have more to learn and see. And last year as well, just to tell people, we opened our brand new servants' quarters experience. So I like that, because the house is so complete. We wanted to tell the story both of the Cobbs upstairs, but of all the people who work downstairs. So we have 270 years of Newbridge as a workplace, of all these people who worked in the kitchens and in the dining room and in the gardens and around the park. And we have all their records amazingly kept in the archives. So we have a new suite of rooms, the servants' hall, the housekeeper's room and the kitchen. And you can go through those rooms as a part of the tour, and you get to learn all about the different people who worked in the house, their lives, what it was like to work in Newbridge, the type of jobs they did. It's really interesting, and I think, you know, the real cliche, I think we're like the real Downton Abbey, because you're actually getting, yes, you know, a real feel for what these people's lives were like.
And can I ask you, do people come, if you have this all this research and original records, do people come just to see their families, to trace back possibly, or their family tree? I'm not necessarily from a work point of view, but is that open to people? Can they go in?
Well, they certainly could do. I mean, one of the things, unfortunately, our new exhibition opened last year. So with the pandemic and stuff, we've been restricted from doing a lot of the educational outreach that we'd like to do. And as a part of the research for the project, I was researching a lot of families. Because one of the unique thing, it seems, about service, particularly in Newbridge, is that a lot of families worked in it for a very long time. Mm. So, you know, for example, we had this the Smith family who lived in a gate lodge at the front. And one of them was the gardener, and his son then went on to become the gardener, and his other son was the gamekeeper. And they lived in a cottage on the estate. So for over 60 years, you had three generations of the one family living on the estate. I think a lot of people have this misconception that if you're in service, you don't get to have a family. But actually, it seems certainly in Ireland that you were supported in having a family and given accommodation, and then that family could go into service. So something like that, I was in the process of tracing down the descendants of the Smith family. But if anybody knows that their family used to work in Newbridge or in the surrounding area, I mean, we have all those sort of records about their time spent here, and like even in the wage books and the labourers' books, you know, we could tell you what your ancestor was doing on a Tuesday in 1920. You know,
oh my goodness,
they're very complete. It's really amazing. And then also for people whose families might have worked in a country house that no longer survives, I think it still gives you an idea of what life was like in these country houses. And there was a huge sense of community around them. And they were very big employers. So, you know, to get a job here was actually a big badge of honour. And it was a huge support for a family, I think, in what could have otherwise been quite difficult circumstances.
Cathal, would the servants have, some of the servants lived in and the others have lived, as you said, they lived in lodge houses or whatever, but would they have had accommodation for some of the servants?
Yeah, so they were some were living in the house, and there's quite unique the separation. So the female servants with the cook, the kitchen maids and the housemaids, they slept above the kitchen, so they had lovely warm bedrooms from the heat of the kitchen rising. And then the poor male staff, the butler and the footman and the coachman, they slept in the drafty basement up at the front of the house, so they were a bit worse off. And then there were five and six cottages around the estate where families and more senior members of staff got to work. And we did a very unique survey of Newbridge, and it seems that the accommodation that the servants in Newbridge had was some of the best in the county. Not only was Newbridge the best employer, but it gave their staff the best accommodation. And there was a lot of money, it seems, spent on clothing. See, if you got a job in service, you actually had very little outlay because you were fully dressed, you were fed, and you were accommodated. So it was a really great job to get into. And there was something about Newbridge and the Cobbs as employers that people obviously seem to like working here, because you get families and people working for 40, 50, 60 years. When really, if you think about it, service was quite competitive, and there was always a better job to be got somewhere else if you were unhappy. So it's quite a unique story and brilliant. And we have an amazing archive, and we have all these great stories, like one of the daughters of the house, Frances Power Cobb, writes in her memoirs of Joni, who was Martha Jones, her mother's lady's maid, and she sort of looked after the young Frances, the daughter of the house, when she was growing up, and she was affectionately called Joni. And Frances remembers her in her memoirs as, you know, she worked there her whole life, devoted herself to serving the family, and then died an old maid when Frances left the house and went travelling. But actually, when you actually investigate and go through the evidence in the archives, it turns out that Joni, yes, she entered the house as a young girl, but actually got married and went off and had her own family. So sometimes the family accounts can be a bit more rose-tinted and nostalgic. And the servants actually had their own independent lives and were their own people, but they just had these amazing jobs and clearly had a big impact on the family growing up. You know, that the children would have interacted and played with these servants, and they were very interconnected.
That's extraordinary. There was you've opened a world which I never expected to hear, and it's such I love the grounds, and I, as I said, I love the farm, but the way it's kept and so forth, it's just extraordinary.
Fingal County Council do an amazing job. They purchased Newbridge from the Cobb family in 1985, and they opened it as the regional park of Fingal. It's the largest park, second largest park in Dublin after the Phoenix Park. It's 360 acres. And I just think in COVID, it's been a huge lifeline for the people of Fingal. And to have that big green open space for the kids to be able to run around and just kick a ball or just play, and for the families to enjoy the great weather and just spend time together outdoors, it's been really fantastic. And yeah, it's beautifully kept. There's a lovely meadow walk, and you can walk up and along the river here. There's a river that bisects the park, and then you've got the farm, the deers, you walk in around the house, and lovely woodland walks as well. So it's just a real treat.
Well, I have to say, I've been out quite a few times, but again, last Friday, I ventured with a friend of mine, and every time that we've been there, we've absolutely been stunned and surprised. Also, coming in the main, the main entrance, driving in, there's a very old, I don't know if it's a Norman Tower on the left-hand side, but it's very, very old, and...
That's Lannistown Castle. So when you arrive into the park, you get this beautiful sort of Norman ruin that dates back to the 15th century. They're called 10-pound square tower houses, and it was built in sort of defence of the Pale. There was a series of four of them in a line, and they were all connected. And it was lived into right up until at least the 18th century. There were people living in it, and then it was turned into this sort of folly. So as you arrive in to Newbridge, I always think you're struck by the sense that this is ground that has been inhabited and farmed and lived on for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years. And then it was all laid out in the 18th century, this naturalistic park. So it was turned from farmland into this pleasure domain. And I think it's great that it's still intact today, one of the best Georgian landscapes in Dublin, if not the country, that's still uniquely preserved and the public get to enjoy it as great open space, which I think we need now more than ever.
Well, I, as I said before, I was expecting Mr. Darcy and Elizabeth Bennet from Pride and Prejudice, because it is such a romantic, absolutely romantic place. But getting back to a little bit of seriousness, and that is, you do have a coffee shop or a restaurant there, and the coffee is lovely. And next door you have a lovely shop. But behind it is a courtyard, and it seems to be, is it a walled garden? I haven't been in there yet, Cahill. But
yeah, we have the zoo. When you enter into the farm, you come into the 18th century courtyard, and then we have a beautiful sort of 5-acre wall garden behind it, which would have originally been productive, feeding the house for over, you know, three centuries. And that's, we have some beautiful Edwardian glass houses that are about to be restored, and some great planting to be done there. And then when you go beyond that, there's large paddocks full of all the larger animals, and then there's smaller courtyards with pigsties, and there's a hatchery as well, where you can see all these beautiful little baby birds and chicks being incubated. So you get the whole fleet of animals. And what's really lovely, I always think, is that it's an 18th century farm, and it's still got, you know, pigs in the pigsties, and they still work really well, and horses in the stables and everything. So it's really nice and intact. You know, the wall garden is a great event space as well, and the courtyard as well, for sort of evening events. We have a beautiful coffee shop and lovely outdoor terrace for seating there. So I think it's a great place to spend the whole day. You can bring the whole family. There's something for everyone to do. And all of a sudden, between going to see the house, going to see the farm, having some lunch, walking around the gardens, the park, maybe going to the playground, treating yourself to something nice in our gift shop, all of a sudden you look at the watch and 4 or 5 hours have passed. So I think you have to be careful, because it's such an enjoyable day. You don't want anything else on when you come out.
Well, as I said before, to me is probably one of the most romantic places I've ever been in. And to remind our listeners that we're talking about Newbridge House and a farm, but that Newbridge House is in Donabate. And Cahill, can I ask you, could you come back to us getting nearer to Christmas or Halloween possibly, and if you're having an event, can you let us know and possibly come back on to Near FM?
Definitely. Well, we always have Santa Claus. He always makes a special mission to come out to see all the boys and girls in Newbridge, because he absolutely loves it out here.
Wonderful.
And they love coming to see him. So it's always a very special place for all the family. I mean, we've been open to the public now for 35 years, so we get lovely family stories, people who've come with their children and now come with their grandchildren. So I think it's a very special place for the people of Fingal, and also for international visitors as they're coming back into the country. You know, we want to welcome them back and show them this unique part of, you know, Irish history. And we our tours are available in foreign languages on audio guide.
So
I think it's a place for everyone, for the whole family, if you're entertaining visitors, anything like that. There's always something to do in Newbridge.
Well, I have to agree with you. It's absolutely wonderful, and I will be out there again very, 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 very soon. Cahill, thank you. Our time is a little bit, we're running out. I want to ask you so much more questions, but I hope you will come back and talk to us again very soon. And on behalf of Near FM 90.3, thank you so much for taking time this morning. I know you're very busy, and
thanks, Myra, and I look forward to seeing many more people out now in Newbridge, in Donabate.
Oh, I'm sure they will. And in the meantime, have a good day, and thank you very much. Bye, Cahill.
Thanks.
Bye-bye, Cahill. Bye-bye.